I'm from Portugal. I'm in Ibsen area since November this year, the last year. I'm my home. I'm good. I hope everyone is good in your home and stay there. Work for ERA is possible. And thank you.
I would like to ask of students, which of you is actually the YRE student reporter? Can you even wave your hand or say as well, you are?
They're working as a team, Gosia. Yes.
All of them.
Okay. Can you tell me some of your stories? One of the last stories, or not me, share with the others. So we can ask from João, because you are one from Portugal. Can you share us what was your last story that you were preparing as a young reporter?
My last story is about the coronavirus. Talking about the effects on pollution in the future, not today, because today is bettering, but maybe in the future we can have rules, because the, how can I say that? Daily Mansion, the supermarkets don't have the same quantity. They have the production is not the same, okay? And to go and to have this production again, we have, the empresa is gonna go to fuels and trash, and it's got, everything is gonna be so much bigger, because we need that. Because if the empresas don't do that, the trash, the production is not gonna be so good again, okay? So they have to use fuels again, it's gonna generate trash, and the recycling is gonna stop again. So the effects we have in the last maybe 5-10 years gonna disappear, or it's gonna be small. My article talk about that more than nothing, I think. About that.
That's really interesting. And you are writing this as an article? Or it's a...
Yeah, it is an article. It's a platform now.
Uh-huh. Were you interviewing also some of the people for the article, or it's just a story that you have?
No, it's a story based on study done by some universities on United States and some other countries. Now I don't know all of them, because they wanted to study what the coronavirus gonna do now and after, okay? And I think this is a good thing to study, because the present, in the present is good, but in the future can be bad, okay? So I think it's a good story.
Yeah. It sounds really interesting. And do you know that we have this action, YRE Stays Home?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Are you trying to do anything, any activities, or if some of the students can describe what you are doing from morning and how looks your classes during the day? At what time you start, or if you are doing any activities during the day? It's also for us to understand how you are working now during that school homing.
In the morning, I don't usually do some works, because I'm a little bit, I don't usually work good in the morning, but I usually sleep and do some games, watch some videos. My classes are, I don't have video classes, but I have some works to do in PowerPoint or any other things. The teachers give us something to search or something like that, or some of them give us a video to see, and after that we have to answer questions about that, because our teachers, some of them don't have internet in home or good internet, because they live in more rural areas, and because of Corona they go there to live in their natural home, we say, and some of us too, and they know each part, the great part of my colleagues don't go do something in the classes, because if they are talking, they just go watch something at the same time. They are like that, with the video and asking the phone with someone. So they're not gonna learn by that thing. So they give us works to do. And the thing I actually like, it's they don't send the works to us. They send to our fathers or mothers too. So they know what works we have to do. Because if they send just to us, some of my colleagues don't gonna do anything. And they're gonna say, I don't see that, I don't receive anyone send me this email. And I think our work we can do all the time, in the morning, in the afternoon, because it's not presential or with cameras. So we can do actually wherever we wanna, but we just have the place to do that. We have to send the work till a certain date, and after that we don't have more nothing to do. Since the Monday or the other week, I don't have anything to do of the school, because I do everything in maybe the 1 week just. And now we are stopped because of the vacation. So we don't have anything to do. I'm focusing to I preliminary works, do some teachers to me, and I'm helping my sister, my little sister, doing his works, because she not work so good with the computer. She's in the fourth class, she has 10 years. So I teach she, and she's so many better now. So my days are like that. I don't have a routine.
Okay. Are you also going outdoor? Are you going out from home?
No, we don't have in my village, we don't have something like parks. We have some big parks too. One next to the river in what is a old farm. So now is we have a library and these things to the municipality. But now we don't can go there, because we know this is there is so many animals of a little farm, and have so many persons, because that our space we don't have many. It's not a great space to do, so we don't go outside. My mother go to shopping and go to the supermarket, do anything we have to do. And I usually go to my garage to help her bring the things home, because it's heavy, do all of that. And my father go work normally, he's just working in his office with 3 or 4 persons. So we don't have the same, we don't have contact to anybody outside. All of my family is talking maybe 2 or 3 times a day by Skype or WhatsApp, something like that. So if some of my the persons I'm more is my grandmother and my grandfather, because they are old. My grandfather and my grandmother have respiratory and heart problems and are in the groups of most problematic persons. But my uncles and my aunts live nearby them. My aunt live in the building next to my grandparents, so I don't have these problems to go help anyone because my aunts do that, and I think my family is a little bit protected. We don't have any problems. So.
Yeah, so it's really great to hear your story and how you are managing your day and activities and with the family. And thank you so much for sharing that. We are almost getting to the end, and I would like to ask if anyone has any questions or issues that you would like to share. Or anything, do you find this meeting interesting or useful or something you would like to have something improved?
I think it's good, these webinars and these contributions, because that can help us do the work when we are not with Corona, the photograph and that thing, the circular economy of the other week. I participate to that. It's very good. I learned something by that. So, and I think we are bettering every day, and this is good to share our opinion, share our different countries and our different cultures and our different times. So how can we live with Corona in Malta or in Portugal, in USA, etc., etc., because this can help us to do the articles, do the research in home or after home, inside or outside. And it's good because if I have a friend who lives in the coast and I wanted to do something about the beach or the sea, something like that, I can ask him to do. And I really like to do that that type of meetings because we can sharing informations, and it's good to be with some persons we don't know, but they are relationship with us because of a thing. Okay, so I like that. I'm a musician too. And when I go to some, I go to stage about music, and it's interesting to, in 1 week or in 2 days, I can have a lot of friends of different cities, different countries, different cultures, because one thing or two things, we are a relation, the music, the YRA, whatever we wanna. Okay, and it's good to share some entertainment, information, some knowledge.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really interesting what you were sharing. Do you think there is anything you would like to have more or something that should be improved on that kind of meetings?
Maybe we have to do some meeting about the research in home, to help the students and the teachers to do the research in home, to do the picture in home, and create some type of platform. We also can do questions, like I say, to one person who lives in Littoral and can take you a picture of the sea, and we do our article about the sea. And in another day, I live nearby a farm, something like that. He texts me and say, hey, can you take a picture of the animals, something like that, who I put in the article. I think create a platform about that is going to help us to do the works.
That could be actually really cool if we can have a needs presented, if someone can share the picture of, I don't know, certain animal because you are writing or about it, and or you want to post it. So it can be really interesting. We can think how we can organize something. Yes, Christina?
I'm just thinking, this is also, these meetings are also a possibility for you to ask help, or if you have any questions about your articles, maybe there's something you cannot find information about, or you want some other opinions. this is the place to also raise that questions, and you can also write it in the chat if you don't want to say it out loud, and but we can discuss it. But yeah, this is also an opportunity to talk about that.
Exactly, and ask a picture of some of the animal if you are in need for it.
I have a question. Do we need to prepare something on Wednesday for Wednesday's session?
No, it's a webinar to listen and learn. So it's more that there will be a presentation, and there will be opportunity to raise questions for the speaker, and have a discussion with speaker.
So maybe if you want to prepare something for Wednesday, maybe it's a good idea to think about some questions that you want answers to, because we have the YRE alumni, the student who can actually help you with some of these specific questions. So it's good to think about this in beforehand.